scratchy today, but push back. So, from what I understand, the island didn't start really digging in yet to the sources of Ahavas Hashem. I'm still kind of in between or whatever. So I figured that we would use this opportunity to talk a little bit about, one, maybe putting some of the things, getting a little bit of mahalach going in the mitzvahs, putting a few mitzvahs together that we've learned, some sort of a cohesive, maybe a process, we'll call it, but also trying to create a little bit of a bridge between Yichud Hashem specifically and Ahavas Hashem. So we've learned about the mitzvah of Anoichi, the basic chiyuvim of Amunah. Kodesh Baruch Hu basically gave us as human beings a soul which has a innate netiyah towards, as a midah, towards Amunah in a general sense. It's a midah that the neshama uses, pushes from the side of a person and tells him there must be an answer. Sometimes it's misguided. As Yidden, we also have Maminim, B'nai Maminim. We have a special Yerusha, Me'avisenu, connects us specifically to Amunas Yisrael. In most cases, unless there's damage. And you know, on top of all of that, there's a commandment called Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to take the basic, innate sense of Amunah that a human being has. The Maminim B'nai Maminim, that were Yoyresh Me'avisenu, and then to go farther with that, Leida, or to expand it into a much broader and richer set of awarenesses that we're meant to inculcate within ourselves and to live with as much as possible. We talked about bitachon, is more than talking about being moily peiros with that, that it changes our whole attitude, our whole state of being, to being one of menuchas hanefesh and being able to live calmly with the reality that a kol tali v'nochoin. And the foundation of the mitzvah tamidis also comes, we see it in the chinuch, but Reb Tzadok HaKohen also brought it from Pentishkach es Hashem Lekecha, in addition to Anoichi, is Alav. And he was wondering, what's the getter of this shechecha? And he brings in tamid. And at that point, he starts to establish what the getter of tamid is. And it means, minimally, we're at no point are we ever koifer in these awarenesses and these beliefs. And that we try to establish it minimally twice a day and every an additional time that we can. And ideally, to live a life that is in accordance with these beliefs, one that there's no steers. It's his amunah's nikar mitoich maisav, that a person lives this way and there's no contradiction. Even a person who's a maimon, I think Reb Tzadok says there, it would be understood that if there was a matzav of yitzray gavra alav, yitzra tokfoy, we could understand, because there are all other koiches inside a person that can derail him, but the basic things which are where it shows and it's megala that a person believes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists and he lives his life in accordance with that. We saw the smack also, see peacefully Yeshua, to live a life which is not only aligned with the belief that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, but that the world has a purpose and that there's an ultimate destiny. And I really live in that awareness. Taking it down, then Lo Yilecha. Now, I wasn't here when Oilam did Lo Yilecha, but there's a fundamental question. According to the Chinuch, who says that it's a mitzvah tamidis, how do you have a mitzvah slaysa say that's tamidi? Every other mitzvah slaysa say it's understood that chinuch always says is like says treif. So the how you mavato, how you over on the lav, so to speak, is if a person is in a matzah of nisayan, right, and he doesn't pass the test, so and he eats the treif, so he was over on the lav. And if he has a mitzvah assay in front of him, and what's called bitl assay, he had the opportunity in front of him to do the mitzvah, and he was mevatel, he didn't do it, so he was bitl mitzvah assay. So, but what would be the inyan of la yilcha lehim acher malpanai? It's mitzvah tmidis. It would seem that at least one fundamental of the two mitzvahs lois assay that are tamidi is that there's a constant nisayan in front of a person, right, of lo yilcha elohim acher mapanai. I would only suggest, although other than this chazal that I'm about to quote, I don't know too many makaris that are marchiv this inyan, but I think that it's true. I could show you a piece in of Volbi also who goes along these lines as well. But Chazal say, "Lo yavar elzar bekir b'cha." Ezehu elzar shabasoich liba shel adam. It's a drush on a pasuk, but it means that a strange power shouldn't pass through your lands or whatever. But Chazal understands it to be talking about the adam himself, and what's an elzar that's inside of the heart of a person? It's the yetzer hara. You see that elzar is the idea of Elohim Acherim, strange gods, strange powers. Chazal used a bitui, an expression of Elohim Acherim to refer to the Yetzer Hara. And so, just to add a little bit of depth, everything we said in Anoichi, it's all wonderful, right? We're given a soul, and we're given a repository of Chachmas, and of neshama koiches as a yid, and we have a mitzvah, the Torah directs us, and emuna and bitachin. Well, lemaisa, there's also an elzar, right? There's also an elzar that's inside of us. Right? That's the yetzer hara, and there's a constant challenge, constantly, to be koifer. Not that we actually are koifer, but there's a constant counterforce within us called the elzar that's over b'seichenu, that we have to constantly be fighting against to not fall into the traps of kfira of various sorts, or just from falling away from these basic amunos and awarenesses that we live with in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a huge nisayan inside of us and in the world around us that stimulates this elzar. We have to fight against it. And that's the whole Masorah that we have in Klal Yisrael of how to fight against the Yetzer Hara, Chemes HaYetzer, Tachbulos, to fight against the Yetzer are all Nageya to this inyan of how, in addition to Laia, like the Rambam was talking about, of believing in other powers, which is also certainly a nichlal in the dinim of la'yil lecha lehim acher malpanai. There's also a personal element to it. There's a personal element to it that inside of us, there's an elzar in there that could be expressing itself, which would be expressing itself in the form of, it's like trying to be me, so to speak, being koifer keneged Hashem, creating a reality within me where I ignore Hashem or I turn away from Hashem, and I'm koifer and his koiches. We just saw in Parsha Shlach, ki chazak hu mimenu, right? That's a dara in the Meraglim. Was it? Well, right? And later on in the Parsha, you see that the tikkun for that, we have to bring kisva, seira, for a chet avodah zara, for a machsheves avodah zara. It was mamash a machsheves avodah zara, ki chazak hu mimenu. Not from us, but from him, Chas v'Shalom. Where would such a thing come from? How could anyone who's a normal Jew, forget about them, just a normal Jew, how could anyone think such a thing? It's absurd. Yeah? But that's the idea, is that this Elzar can bubble up from within us and we start thinking that we can't do it, and Hashem can't even help us do it. We can't do it. I can't. I remember, again, this is a little bit, I'll peep there at the Drush, but Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he held that the law of Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim, right, is that you're not allowed to say, I can't. You're not, it's an Isser Deraisa of Lo Yilcha Elohim Acherim Aponai to say, I can't. And it's famish how he lived his life. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. He used to ask, always, he used to say, he asked two people, right, or you ask the same guy really, you say, if I tell you you're not allowed to eat cheeseburgers, you can't eat cheeseburgers, it's also to eat cheeseburgers, right, so do you think that you could manage living under the pressure of wanting to eat cheeseburgers and overcome the temptation to eat cheeseburgers? Sure, no problem, I can handle it, I can live without eating cheeseburgers. Fine. Okay, so could you love Hashem with all of your heart? We have to say Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. That already, that's a madrega. I don't know if I could do that. So when is he telling the truth and when is he lying, or when is he wrong? You should ask this question to every single person who ever walked through the doors of Eishet Torah. Every single person. When is he right and when is he wrong?
Obvious.
Which is?
Obviously not going to be the obvious.
So he said, he's both times he's wrong. Why? Because, see, when you think, well, yeah, sure, I can not eat cheeseburgers. I can do that. Right? He used to say, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Yomalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oizer lo, Yeno Yachol lo, right? See, peace, right? Soifer Rasha le Tzadik, or Mavakesh la Misa. Right? The Rasha is waiting for the Tzadik to kill him. Yomalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oizer lo, Yeno Yachol. If Hashem wouldn't help him, right? So he says, if Hashem wouldn't help you, you wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. You wouldn't be able to tie your shoes. You wouldn't be able to do anything. Hashem helps us with our Yetzar, even to not eat cheeseburgers. We can't withstand the temptation to not eat cheeseburgers. Hashem's helping us to withstand the temptation not to eat cheeseburgers. And if that Hashem will help you, you can't love Hashem with all of your heart? The Hashem is helping you not eat cheeseburgers? So he's wrong both times. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you, you can do anything. So therefore, to say I can't, he used to, with all of this in mind, he used to say, it's the lav of lo yilecha elohim acherim aponai. Your mamish being mamayi and moineya, the kayach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life. It's love. So, it's not just an active mitzvah of awareness and living with Hashem and amunah and bitachin. It's a battle. We have to fight all the time to remember tzoyfer rosho letzadik umavakesh lamisoy v'ilmolei Kadosh Baruch Hu oizer la'ino yakoloi. And if Hashem will help us, then there's nothing that we can't do. And Yichud Hashem reinforces that. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's power is limitless. There's nothing he can't do. Changing the natural order is nothing for him. Kriyas Yam Suf, he may not do it all the time, but he certainly can. He could do anything. So Yichud Hashem takes and completes the picture the way we understood. Yichud is not really, I mean, it's a separate mitzvah of the Tariq mitzvahs because it's a getter nifrad, you know? But in our overall understanding, it's part of what we have to live with in our awareness of Hashem. And so it may be a getter nifrad in terms of being able to be defined by the Monad mitzvahs as a separate mitzvah. It has the qualifications. But let's not confuse that with the fact that it's a, like the Ramban says, it's a perush in anoichi. It's a deeper perush and explanation and right in anoichi that this Hashem who created the world and who took you out of Egypt and who you have to know and live with and be boiteach in, he's also echad. And then we started to discuss what it means, echad. Now, the right, just to be mesakim, and then I'll show you something very interesting that flows from the basic approach was that there's like 1A and B, and then 2. 1A is Echad means Hashem himself, the being is one. That's 1A. 1B is the only power in creation is his power, but both of those are 1A and B, are looking at Hashem from within creation, from within the Mareches of Teva. 2 is the idea of literally Einoid Melvadai, and all that the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sfarim HaKadoshim are coming to be Megala to us, a depth. And of course, the ultimate reality of Einoid Melvadai is beyond our ability to grasp. We can't contain it, but we can affirm that there is such a thing, and we can get closer and closer and closer through. And I didn't really mention this point, but it's a good thing we're reviewing it. I once heard from one of my rabbeim. He used to have a kollel out here years ago. I don't know, maybe some of you are familiar. Rabbi Yochanan Bechofer, a person who I learned many years together with, and also a tremendous Baal Machshava. He used to always say that the Sefer Shari Kedusha, written by Rav Chaim Vital, there's four sha'arim in that sefer. The fourth shar is all just shameless, different, you know, permutations of yud hey vav, yud hey vav, aleph yud hey, you know, what you say if you want to bring ruach hakodesh upon yourself. The first three sha'arim is all musar. How do we metaken your midos? So he always used to say that the real avoda of feeling and getting to dveikus and Hashem and yichud Hashem and feeling the einam levada is really midos. It's really all about midos, because it's the midos that are affecting our ability to have a real relationship. If you want to be davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ramchal says, you have to be similar to him in order to have dveikus with him. So it's actually tikkun amidus is the real avoda that precedes. And that's why it's so dangerous to get involved in learning those in yonim before a person's really, and why it's understood that a lot of people don't have any asik in the nistaros b'chlal, because I'm not roy for it. I'll just be makalka myself and others, and it's, you know, I can't. But even the Mesil Sisharim that we do learn, right? You know, that now all of a sudden they discover that the whole thing is all Al Pi Kabbalah. Revolbi writes that it's all Al Pi Kabbalah. Everything, the whole Seder, yeah, it's all Al Pi Kabbalah. And where do you finish off with if you get to the end of Mesil Sisharim? Priyas Amesim, Ruach HaKodesh, right? So we're talking about the same thing. It's just maybe we take an approach that's a little bit more reticent and a little bit more conservative, and we don't use the jargon, right? But really, the idea of this, of number two version of Yichud Hashem, is that the soul actually has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that crosses over the threshold, right, beyond the Halichai Sateva, and that through more and more and more integration of the neshama, like the Rambam says, Mazdeh Shabikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Leides Hashem, a person, right, ultimately can get to a point where they can feel more and more and more connected to the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to really have a true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a true understanding of His reality. What more that we can get to that? That's the goal of Yichud Hashem, and that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate level of Hasaga, certainly spiritually, through the work of the mind that a human being can hope to attain. Now, it's interesting, you just passed me the Netziv right there, that one, yeah. I'll read to you now a piece of Netziv. I found it to be very interesting because it, he says like this. Now, of course, the obvious connection between Yichud Hashem and Ahavas Hashem is the Psukim themselves. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. It's the most obvious connection there is between all of these mitzvahs. because it's mamish a retzef in psukim, and all of them for Shei HaChumash is the very first place where you're going to want to look to understand. And I would say more than that, it's not just an understanding of the connection between Yichud Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. It's understanding a connection between all of the mitzvahs that relate to awareness and thought and contemplation of Hashem, and the mitzvahs that relate to emotion, Ahava and Yira. There's a junction point here, and these psukim is just the central place to begin to discover the junction point between the mitzvahs of machshava and the mitzvahs of emotion, and as it relates to avodas Hashem, Ahava, Nira, the basic midos of an oved Hashem. So the Netziv says like this. He breaks up the mitzvah, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, into two. There's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, Elokim, the word Elokim, which is Elokeinu, Mashma'o, the meaning is Manhig HaTeva V'Halich HaSalim. He's the one who runs Teva, the world, the universe. We're talking about looking at Hashem from within the framework of Teva. V'hinei kol umma yesh l'sar manhig oilam oisa umma. There, every nation has a sar, an angel that runs its world, so to speak, the world for it, for that nation. Aval anu, we, the Jewish people, misnagim gam b'halichas ha'teva b'hashkachas havaya hamahave hakol. Hashem Himself, the Yachid u'miyuchad Baruch Hu, runs the halichas ha'teva for us, not a sar, but He runs halichas ha'teva for us. He, the one being, His power is the sole power for us that runs the world. That's Hashem Elokeinu. That's the one A and B of the, right, the Hagdara that we saw in the Moineh Mitzvahs. Hashem Echad, Od Yesh Lanu, Hanhaga Nisis. Klai Yisrael also has a Hanhaga Nisis, V'hima Yuchedis LiYisrael. Now you have to know what he means by this. The Netziv has a Shita in Chumash. There's something called Yaakov, and something called Yisrael. You have to look at his parish on the Psukim by Yaakov Avinu's development to becoming called Yisrael as opposed to Yaakov. He says over there, Yaakov is the Indian of Yaakov lived b'halichai sateva, and Yisrael is where he attained a level where he was able to live with Hashem l'mal me'ateva. And he says over there, the Netziv in those Psukim, he says that's not every Jew reaches the level as a Yachid of a Yisrael. Yeah. Yaakov himself, took him many, 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 many years to attain that madrig. But he attained it, and right, we're all Yaakov, we're all Bnei Yaakov, but some Yidden can also attain the Milo of Yisrael. And so the idea here also, when he says Od Yesh Lanu Hanhaga Nisis, he doesn't mean that necessarily all of Klal Yisrael all the time has this Hanhaga. But there is a Hanhaga in Klal Yisrael called Lamal Me'ateva, like it says in Brachas, Daf Nun Hasam Mukha Milsa Man Avid Nisa Kuchabrihu Vim Kain Hu Echad Bahan Hagasai Bazeha Oifu. Now, so we've got Hashem Echad is talking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, we can have a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu Lamala Me'ateva, the right, and then he says, Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Alekecha Ahava Mashmal Shnei Oifan. There's the word Ahava could have a mashmos in one of two oifanim. Echad sheim avatem eretzoyim el davar hanehav v'kiyum. Right? Because I love you, I'm willing to sacrifice something for you. Yeah? Mavatem eretzoyim el davar hanehav. I'm mavatem on something for myself because it's more important to have this relationship with you. Beis Dveikus b'machshavtoi uchuka atzuma means my complete dveikus of the mind and a tremendous desire lihishtasheya imanev, to be with you, to be mishtasheya with you. So now ushtei kavanas elu musharim anu b'zeh mikra. Both dargas are in the pasuk of Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. How? Echad k'maisha kasav harambam Hilchus Yisrael Torah Perak Hey Halacha Zayin. He writes, Uminayin shafilu b'makam sakana ein oivrin al achas migimel averis halalu. How do we know? What's the makor? It's a Gemara and Chazal say it. What's the makor for Mesiris Nefesh for the Gimel Chamuras? V'ahavta es Hashem alikecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meridecha. They have to be willing to sacrifice everything for a Kodesh Baruch Hu if it comes to that. Because of v'ahavta es Hashem alikecha. Afilu hu noitlas nafshecha. V'hu nesinas kol asher lo yaldavar kvoideh v'emunasai. To be willing to give away everything for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Beis, the second mashmos of Ahava, k'mosh because of a Rambam Sham Perk Beis Halacha Aleph, which maybe some of you even started. Perk Beis Halacha Aleph. It says, Hakel Anichbad Bahanoira Hazeh Mitzvah La'ahavoy Valzeh Kavana Yisab Brachas B'Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi and Brachas Haroya, Perk Haroya, Shamar Bekiva Beferish, the High Kra, Rechamtich B'chol Libi. I love you with all my heart. I love you with all my soul. Rabbi Kiva said that. Vahumi lashon hatishkach isha ula mirachem ben bitna shemashmo dvekes harayim be'ahavtoi. V'hachi perasha kosef tehillim. Now the ikershteh mashmos halalu. These two mashmos of ahava that we see Chazal using as their perush. In the pasuk of Ve'ahavta, in different places, nimshachim achar hemsheich hamikra hakoidim. They flow out of the hemsheich of the mikra hakoidim, that of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Delamisha misnaheg b'halichas olam ateva. For someone who lives in the world of, we live within the teva. So he hasn't reached the derech hachasidus yet. Limtzai oifin dveikus b'Hashem, to have real dveikus in Hashem. Harizemis parish mitzvah sezu b'oifin harishoy. So for that person, the mitzvah for that person is misparish, as a willingness to sacrifice your everything that's important to you for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the parish for someone who lives in this world. It's very obvious why, because if you live in this world, then this world still to you is the framework for your reality. So you have stuff. You have some stuff is more important to you, and some stuff is less important to you. But you still relate to things in this world. So the relationship of the Hava then will be, you have to be willing to give that up for something, a higher value, a higher purpose. To be willing to let, you know, forgo on some of that. Put that in its place and its time, because it's worth it for that to have a relationship with this being who's outside of, you know, this framework, even though I'm not beyond that framework, but I understand that there's a hierarchy and that it's more important. So I have to sacrifice. I feel a bit mysterious nefesh. Ulamisha misnayig b'malos ha-nefesh. Someone who's holding by malos ha-nefesh. Chasidus. Harizem muzar ba'oifin hasheni lashkia machshavtei be'ahava u'dveikus be'eze shar retzuyu lezeh lahazkir shmoy yizbarach v'kriyash ma'utfila. And of course everyone has to daven, but a person who's holding by this, for them davening is in addition to the mitzvah atfila. He has to be mashkia liboy at that time to experience the level of einoid movadai, even if it's Ratzai v'shoyev, like we saw in the Nefesh HaChaim, even if it's only for a moment. But he's mechuyev. A person who's living on that level is mechuyev to have that in his life. He has to go that far. If you're not holding by that. So for you, there's a mitzvah kriya shma tefillah, like everybody else. There's like shteit and shulchan aruch. And there's a kavana pshuta for how to say kriya shma. And what it means for a person. Right? Yudke vavke, hu haya, hu hoive, hu yiyya. Elikeinu is the baal kaychas kulam. Hashem echad. Pshat is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. He himself is one, and the power that runs creation is one, and that's my affirmation, and that's the Kavanas Amilim, and that's what I have to say, and that's what I have to mean. And I'm Yotzei Min Mitzvah Tefillah. And if it ever comes to a situation where I have to make a choice to have the things I love in Olam Hazeh, or to have a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have to sacrifice. I have to be willing to sacrifice. If it comes to it, I can't find a way to use Olam Hazeh in Avodas Hashem, and I'm committed to Avodas Hashem. I have to be willing to make sacrifices in order to maintain my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem in continuum with the mitzvahs of Yichud Hashem and Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. That would be the way, the Derech HaChayim of a person is Mekayim mitzvahs Ahavas Hashem. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be trying to have more of a loving relationship with Hashem and be more, but that's the minimum. But someone who's holding already by that the level of Hasidus, he's mechuyev in more than that. Not only be willing to sacrifice, for such a person, Olam Hazeh doesn't mean anything. He's moyas in Olam Hazeh. I don't need any of this stuff. It doesn't mean anything to me. The only thing that means anything to me is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he has to advance and spend time thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, B'Shah Ritzuya, like Kriya Shema Tefillah, or whenever he can. And that's the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem for that person, in addition to be willing to sacrifice, of course, but he already has. He wouldn't have gone to the Derech HaChassidus if he didn't. So he did already. He did that avoid already. Olam Hazeh already is in its place. It's not poel in him anymore. And for him, the mitzvah is just to go weiter and weiter and more and more time connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his day. So I think that it's very much in line with what we had set up until now. And it's important to see in Gechizuk from what we've learned and how things start to come together. I'll show you the Sforno on this pasuk. Similar, just a slight dagesh. Says like this. First he goes through his whole parish, I'm not going to do it, but he goes through his whole parish of Shema Yisrael, talking about him being his boy name, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, Echad, what does it mean, Echad? U'biyoysay noysayin ha-metziyah, since Hashem is the one who created all existence, Akrafisus Muchlet, when there was, you know, Yeshmei Ayin, Mamish from nothing. His buyer, it follows, She'ein Nimtza Zulasai Mimin Mitziusa, there's nothing like him. Shu Nivdal Bimin Bimitziusa Oilam Anisadim, he's categorically different than anything else from our world. Then, right, he goes on, he says, Ve'ahavta, what's Ve'ahavta? Tismach, have Simcha. Lasois dover sheyitav ba'enav, to do something that will find favor in his eyes. Kasher tovin, when you understand she'ein tachlis nichbad kazeh. There's no higher purpose. There's no higher goal than having a relationship with this being who's at the ultimate pinnacle of all existence. There's nothing more valuable than this. Therefore, ve'ahavta means an attitude of willingness. Simcha lasais davar shiita beinav. Davar shiita beinav, by the way, has a connotation of more than just taryag mitzvahs. Davar shiita beinav is like what we talk about when it says toy v'yashar beinei Hashem. Yeah, toy v'yashar beinei Hashem. That's more than taryag mitzvahs. It's more than that. A person should always be thinking, what will find favor in the eyes of Hashem? Of course, in addition to what am I mechuyev to do? What does the Shulchan Aruch say I have to do right now? What's mutal alai? What's on my shoulders? What do I have to do right now? But how can I find favor in the eyes of Hashem? It's a different attitude. Yeah, tismach. It means it's my pleasure to do that which finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. It's not just. Ahavas Hashem means we're talking about Choyves HaLevavos right now. We're talking about attitudes that go into everything that we do, all the mitzvahs we do, all of our maisim, everything. It becomes the internal component that goes along with the maisim. So I'm putting on tefillin. Yeah? Okay, why am I putting on tefillin right now? It's Zman tefillin. I put on tefillin every day. It's Shachris. You're supposed to put on tefillin. Yeah, tismach lasois davar sheita beinei Hashem, but there's more there. There's more possibility there. There's also mitzvah tefillin, but there's also to put it on besimcha sheita, right, sheita beinei Hashem. with an interest in finding favor in the eyes of Hashem, more than just because I have to. Because I want to, it's my pleasure. What more is there? What do I have that's better to do with my time right now than this? That's like the burning question of our generation. Yeah, we've mastered the art of bittul zman in this door. I mean, we've perfected the. It's not us. I'm saying the world at large has perfected the art of bittul zman. There's never. I don't think there's any machlokes on this. It's mamish lekulei alma. Yeah. So, we're cutting, we're makatzer in our avoda here and here, and we're trimming down and doing only. What do we have to do with our time that's worth more than this? That's what the Zvona is saying. Kasher tovin she'ein tachlis nichbad kazeh. There's nothing more valuable than this. There's nothing that's a higher goal than this. There's nothing worth more than this. So if we really realize that that's what Yichud Hashem is bringing us to, tismach lasayz davar shita b'nei Hashem, it changes the dynamic, it changes the quality of our attitude towards what we're going to be doing anyway. And it helps us to make it, helps make it easier for us to not spend so much time doing things that aren't worthwhile, that aren't on the derech of what's really the ultimate goal. So the more that we inculcate this within ourselves, we have a strategy for how to fight the issue that's facing us in this generation. And you know, it's here in the Torah. This is the Sforno's Pashit Pshat in Chumash. Pashit Pshat in Chumash. It's right here. And it's the Mitzvahs HaTmidiyos. The Mitzvahs HaTmidiyos are not, of course they're Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumo Shel Olam, but they're also things that are basic to a Torah life, and we need them. We can't live without them. They're mamish integral in Avodas Hashem. It's not okay to just do mitzvahs. That's not what the Torah is saying. Torah wants us to do mitzvahs, but to do them tismach lasayz davar shi'ita b'nei Hashem with an attitude of there's nothing worth more than this. This is the most valuable thing. Like David HaMelech, sos anoichi al imar secha kamotzei shal rav. What's more valuable than this? We're running for more money. We're running for this. We're running for that. There's nothing more valuable than this. This is the kivun of where it all leads to. You know. Now, the Malbim, this is a slightly different angle on it. The Malbim says, in Ve'ahavta, he says like this, Ulechein, Acher Shashem Echad. Once we know Hashem Echad, V'im Kein Behechrich, it follows by necessity, Shagam Mashi Yidmucha Shu Ra, even that which seems Ra. Yeah? Who beemes ach toy bechesed? Hakadosh Baruch Hu has an ultimate plan, like we learned about toy v'nochin. Everything that happens is from the Yad of Hashem, and it's for an ultimate purpose. And His ultimate purpose is somehow for toy v'chesed, whether I understand it or not. The ki me ha'echad ha'toyv i'efshar shetetei ra. It's impossible from Hashem that they come out pure ra, unadulterated. Ra k'shara nidmelecha. The ra is, it seems to you, ra. Halakim chashvu l'toyva. Hashem has some plan for how He means to use it for an ultimate purpose. In Cain, if that's so, roi shetel v'isoi, afil hu noitos nashecha ves mamoincha, ki yasa bezeh kederach ha'roife, like a doctor, asher yachtech Aver Hamaupash, he cuts away a diseased limb. Kedei Shaloyis Pashed Harikovain Bakal Guf. The kol shetigdal beinecha hara musalcha is the worst it seems to you. Teida shatachoyle mesukan hu merape oischa lahachyoischa b'chaim shaboyle mazeh. Kedei lahashiv nafshcha mine shachas boyle mabo. It's a very It's not so sweet, that part of it, but it's also part of taking Yichud Hashem to a level which is really integrating it, because a lot of our frustrations and a lot of our bad midos are exacerbated and amplified when we experience negativity. Yeah? And it affects our attitude and our ability to feel like we love Hashem. Why would he do this to me? It hurts me. Yeah? And I get frustrated with him, and then, you know, it's difficult. But the Torah is giving us the formula. It's complex. It's not complex in the form. It's difficult to do it, to integrate it. But Maisa, the idea behind Hashem Echad as it connects to the Ve'ahavta is anything that happens to you is a Kadosh Baruch Hu being mataken you in some way with an ultimate plan and purpose. And being that that's the case, we would love the doctor who saved our life, even if we had to give away, right, a limb if it meant saving our lives. It's just that we don't see it that way. That's our issue. That's not how we're looking at the things that are happening to us, right? And that's what the Torah is saying. So you have to work on your Yichud Hashem, right, more to integrate to that point where you actually see it that way. That's a bitter point, but I think that's certainly part of the Kavanah Satira in connecting Yichud Hashem to Yahavas Hashem. So we cannot say it, unfortunately. Now, we'll finish with this. So, the Rambam says a nusach. If you read it, it's very disturbing. At least it's disturbing to me. I don't know, maybe not. But I find it very disturbing. Because I once went to the Grand Canyon. Anyone been to the Grand Canyon? I went to the Grand Canyon. So, the Rambam says like this. What's the way to love Hashem and fear Him? When you contemplate Hashem's ma'isim and His creation, the unbelievable right things, the yiram hem chachmasa, and you see His chachma, she'en la erech v'loy ketz, miyad hu oyev hu mishabeach mufar mis'avet taiva gdoil leida Hashem ha'gadol. Immediately, right on the spot, you're overcome with a taiva to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love Him, and you have a taiva to know Him. Like David said, Soma nafshi u'chmeh le'lekim, and then he goes on. This very same things that make you immediately want to love Hashem. Miad hu nirta la'chayiv, because you pachad also. That's a whole shaila how that works. But the question I always have is, what's the miad? People go, they see the Swiss Alps, the Grand Canyon, the most majestic, unbelievable things. You gaze out into space, the galaxies, the thing. This is nisim v'niflois. I'm just, you know, just casual smoking a cigarette. I went to the Grand Canyon. They're all there. They're like, wow. You know, they're just like, people are just dumbfounded. It's so big, you know. And then they walk away and they have a few pictures and that's it. So you could say they're not really contemplating chachmosoi, fine, yeah. But what if you are? What's the miyad? Yeah. So Ravolbi has a piece. This is in the bigger the Chelek Sheni. He says like this. He says the issue is with his boinenus. This is boinenus, eina machshava mufshetus. It's not just talking about thought. Kisha adam nichnas li his boinenus. When a person goes into real his boinenus, he makifa es kol ha'adam. It takes over completely. Haseichel beharegesh mishtatfim ba, thought, emotion, everything. I hope everyone in the room understands. It's like when you're mamish in the middle of a toisvus, and you're like just dying to get to the, yeah. Nothing else exists. There's 5,000 other people next to you screaming their heads off and throwing things, and you can't even hear anything. But nothing else exists. There's even your chavrusa is not a separate person really at that point. It's just two minds just toiling to try to, nothing else exists. The noise doesn't exist. All there is just these words. The regesh, everything, you get fired up, you say things you would never say to your worst enemy. And you're like, it's a different reality. His boinenus is a different Metzias. It's not going and gawking at the Grand Canyon. It's really, really, really entering into a full and complete, in-depth of just analysis, tearing it apart, trying to understand it, grasp it at its full depth, really, really get to the bottom of it. And when you really do that, everything else just fades into nothingness. There's nothing else but this. You can feel it in your kishkas. When this is bainanus is applied to the chachmas aboyre properly, and the neshama v'aguf mekabli mesa'or kol echad al darka. Now he learns that a hava affects the neshama, and yira affects the guf, and that's how he works the Rambam. But we'll get to that eventually. But the point is the miyad. The miyad it only works if it's real hisboinus. The way that you feel when you're in the middle of a tisus, totally and completely in it, knee deep, or completely immersed, right, or by himself, mamish in, and then nothing else exists. You just there's no mukkim, there's no zman, there's nothing. There's just this. Then everything starts to be affected. Then it's miyad. But we have to know how to do that hisboinus. But we all know how to do it. We don't know how to do it with this particular nose. We know how to do it with a taisus because that's what we're doing in yeshiva. And we're trained to do it in yeshiva, and we see people doing it, and we learn how to do it. But we have to do the same thing with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, with Chachmas Hashem Mamish, and then we'll be miyad near to lacharev and miyad hu oyv mufar mishabeh bez Hashem will be zaytun. Ah!